Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
What a blessing it is to be in the Lord's presence at His table.
何等蒙神的祝福，我们可以一同来到主的桌子面前。
It is truly a blessed event.
是我们蒙祝福的一件事情。
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
这是神所造的一天，是让我们可以在其中喜乐的一天。
How wonderful to hear the prayers and the remembrances to our beloved Lord during our time together.
是何等的好，我们可以一同听到弟兄姊妹一同敬拜神，感谢赞美神的在主的面前。
These prayers and these remembrances come from that deep assurance that He puts within us.
这些的祷告，我们这些的感谢赞美，应该都是来自他给我们的劝句。
And I think all of you know that have been with us this weekend, that's the subject that I've been sharing on, divine assurance.
我们这个周末大家应该都应该知道，我们这次交通的中心就是讲到神圣的劝句。
The absolute necessity of divine assurance.
是那个完全的必须性，我们要有神圣的确据。
In all those things that divine assurance gives us in Christ Jesus.
这个在主的里面所给我们这个确据的一切的丰富。
As we begin this morning, I'd like to start with just a few verses.
我们今天的分享，我们可以一同看几节的经文。
John 14 verse 20.
在约翰福音十四章的第二十节。
The Lord was speaking about that day when the Holy Spirit would come and be with us forever.
主讲到那一位来到我们要来到我们当中的圣灵，并且与我们同在的。
And He said, in that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
这里讲到他到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Then if you will, please turn to Colossians chapter 1, verses 26 and 27.
大家再翻到哥罗西书一章二十六、二十七节。
Read these words very carefully.
我们一起仔细读。
The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but has now been made manifest to His saints.
这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Let's have another word of prayer as we begin.
我们开始的时候，我们再有一点的祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come again to you.
天父，我们感谢你，我们可以再次来到你的面前。
We want you to draw us nearer to yourself.
我们愿你把我们吸引到你的前面。
We thank you for that blessed hymn we just sang together.
我们感谢你给我们那美好的诗歌。
Lord, would it be real this morning that we come into your presence and when your word is opened, we experience that divine assurance?
主啊，当我们来到你面前，你让我们显出你这个确据的真实，当我们读到你的话的时候。
This is impossible for us.
对我们不可能。
You alone have the words of eternal life. Unless you release those words of eternal life through us, me and my brother, we will never hear those deep assurances that are in your heart.
除非你借着我们的弟兄们把这一个生命的话释放出来，我们没有办法得益处。
But when we hear what the Spirit speaks,
但是当我们听到圣灵向我们说话的时候，
when we hear those words of life,
当我们听到你生命的话语的时候，
they have transforming power.
他们有那个改变我们的能力。
They transform us.
他可以变化我们。
They conform us to the very image of Christ.
可以把我们改变成基督的形象。
That assurance is not a feeling, it's a reality.
这个确据不是我们的感受而已，而是一个事实。
And out of that power, we can live this Christian life.
有这样的能力，我们才可以来过我们基督徒的生活。
Meet us, Lord. Draw us nearer.
带领我们，把我们吸引到你的里面。
Speak to us.
向我们说话。
Remove every obstacle.
把所有拦阻的东西除去。
And may your word run and be glorified.
让你的话兴盛，并且得着荣耀。
In your precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Unless I said already,What we're sharing on is this matter of divine assurance.
我已经讲到我们所分享的是神圣的确据。
I believe it is clearly a golden thread that runs throughout the scriptures.
我相信这是整本圣经贯穿始终的金线。
From the inception in Genesis chapter 1.
从创世纪第一章开始。
To the end in Revelation 22.
到启示录的最后一章二十二章。
I believe it's abundantly clear that God is giving to us, His people, divine assurance.
我实在相信神给他的儿女这样一个极其明确的神圣的确据。
And because of that divine assurance, and only because of that divine assurance, can we know Him.
也是因为，也只是因为这个神圣的确据，我们可以来到他面前认识他。
And because of that divine assurance, and only through that divine assurance, can we live the Christian life.
也是通过这个神圣的确据，我们可以过基督徒的生活。
It's only through that divine assurance that is communicated to us that we can be the testimony of God.
也是通过这个神圣的确据，我们可以为着神做见证。
This is the only way the church can come into its real, possession in Christ Jesus.
这也是教会能够得着在基督里的一切的这样的一个。
I think for those that have been here, they know what we've already shared.
我相信大家参加过前几堂的都知道。
We've been talking about three astonishing realities.
是三个，就是无可置信的这样的三个的事实。
These are the deepest divine assurances.
是最深的神圣的确据。
These divine assurances lift us from earth and transfer us into the heavens.
这些神圣的确据可以把我们在地上的情形能够改变变化成天上的光景。
Specifically, there are three phrases from the Bible that have been deeply impressed upon me.
在圣经中特别有三个句子。
That first phrase is God with us.
第一个句子就是神与我们同在。
Think of the assurance of that.
这是何等大的一个确据。
Think of the assurance in the Old Testament, that key word in the Old Testament when he said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
当我们想到旧约圣经的时候，我们常常想到神与我们同在的这样的话语，也就是我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
He said to Moses, and he said to the people of God, and he said to Joshua, I will be with you.
他对摩西、对约书亚、对神的百姓说：“我与你们同在。”
Think of those last words recorded in Matthew's glorious gospel about the king.
我们也想到马太福音在最后的时候讲到的。
Those last words, I will be with you all of the days, even to the completion of the age.
马太二十八章二十节，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了，来结束马太福音。
What glorious assurance God with us is.
这是何等的一个荣耀的确据，给的神给了我。
Without it, we couldn't live the Christian life.
没有他，我们没有办法过基督徒的生活。
Can you imagine living the Christian life with your own strength and power?
你能想象用你自己的能力和力量来过基督徒的生活吗？
I believe some Christians wrongly have that impression.
我相信有些基督徒有这样一个错误的观念。
He saves us, and then we do our best until he comes and takes us to heaven.
他救我们，然后我们就靠自己来过生活，然后他会来到我再来把我们接到天上。
Thank God that's not true.
我们感谢神，这不是真的。
God with us is the secret.
神与我们同在，这是那个秘诀。
Or you think of God for us, that other phrase.
我们第二个的这个句子就是说神帮助我们。
It's a wonderful assurance to know God with us.
我们知道神与我们同在是何等的奇妙。
It's a blessed reality to know God for us.
这也是一个有福的确据，说神帮助我们。
Think about what the Apostle Paul said to the church at Rome.
我们想到使徒保罗对于罗马的信徒所讲的话。
He said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who against us?
神是即使这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Then he offered that ultimate proof.
他就把那个最终的那个证据给了我们。
Yea, he who is not spared his only son, how shall he not with us?With him, give us all things.
神不计爱惜他自己的爱子，为我们众人舍了，岂不把一切连同他一同赐给我们吗？
And today we will share that phrase, God in us.
今天我们分享到第三个句子，就是神在我们里面。
I think this is the most marvelous divine assurance.
我相信这是一个最令人置信的一个神圣的确据。
To me, this is the greatest miracle.
这是最大的一个秘诀。
It's one thing to heal the sick.
这是一件事情是来医治病人。
It's another thing to heal the blind.
也是另一件事情来使瞎眼的都看见。
It's a wonderful thing to raise the dead.
也使死人能复活是何等奇妙。
But think of this miracle.
但是想到这样的一个神迹奇事。
God puts himself in us.
神把他自己放在我们的里面。
I can hardly take that in.
我没有办法完全了解。
I believe it's the highest of all the divine assurances.
我相信这个确据是所有确据中最高的。
God with us, I call the assurance of his unfailing presence.
神与我们同在是神永不失败同在的确据。
Thank God his presence will never fail.
他的同在永不失败。
You may fail.
你可能失败。
I may fail.
我可以失败。
But his presence will never fail.
但是神的同在永不失败。
I called God for us the assurance of his unlimited provision.
我讲到神帮助我们是他无限量供应的确据。
Just think of what he gives us.
想想他赐给我们的一切。
The Apostle Peter tried to describe it to that scattered remnant.
使徒彼得曾经向着那些散住的圣徒这样讲。
And he said, by his divine power, he has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness.
神已借着他的神性，已将家所有的属灵的丰富赐给了我们。
Inexhaustible provision
是没有办法穷尽的资源。
Unlimited resources
没有穷尽的这样的资源。
All provided to us because God is for us.
就是因为神帮助我们，把这一切神都供给了我们。
And I call this one God in us, this phrase, the assurance of his unparalleled power.
我讲神在我们里面是他无与伦比能力的确据。
How marvelous that is.
这是何等稀奇的事情。
What he puts in us is his unparalleled power.
他把我们放在他的这个无与伦比的能力当中。
Can you imagine any more than that?
你能想象比这更多的吗？
Can you imagine a higher assurance than that?
你能够想象比这更高的确据吗？
Well, that's the burden that's on my heart in this last message.
这是在我心中最后一次信息的这样的负担。
First of all, we'll look at the source of unparalleled power.
我们还首先看到我们所讲的这个无与伦比能力的源头。
Then we'll look at the site of unparalleled power.
然后我们要看到无与伦比能力的彰显。
Where do we see that power demonstrated?
这个无与伦比的能力在哪里表现，在哪里彰显？
And then we'll look at the secret of unparalleled power.
然后我们会看到这个无与伦比的秘诀和秘密。
That great secret.
那个极大的奥秘
，That only secret，
那个唯一的奥秘
，That eternal secret，
那个永远的秘诀秘密。
This is the burden that is upon my heart，
这是我心中的负担。
First of all, the source of unparalleled power，
首先我们讲到这个源头。
With God, source is all important，
对于神来说，源头非常重要。
With God, source and power are inseparably connected.
对于神来说，这个能力和源头是分不开的。
You have to have power to live the Christian life.
你必须有能力才能过基督徒的生活。
But you have to have power that's from the right source.
但这个能力必须来自一个正确的源头。
If you have power that's raw from the wrong source, it will only lead to sin and to death.
若是你的这个源头是一个错误的源头，只会带来死亡和毁灭。
There's a phrase you may have, a quote you may have heard, been heard from history.
在历史上有这样的一个说法。
It says, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
讲到绝对的能力使人绝对的堕落。
This was spoken by Lord Acton, a British politician, historian, and moralist.
有一个这英国的一个政治家，他讲到这个话。
He wrote to Bishop Creighton talking about the moral depravity.
他给一个教会的领袖写的这样的一个关于我们人的道德标准的话。
He said, "Power."Tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
他说能力倾向于使人堕落，绝对的能力使人绝对的堕落。
And then he said this. He said great men are almost always bad men.
他说呢，伟人常常几乎没有例外的是坏人。
You can think of the Roman emperors who declared themselves to be God, believe it or not.
你想到罗马的这些伟人常常把自己当成神。
You can think of Napoleon who declared himself to be emperor.
你想到拿破仑把自己封成是皇帝。
And you can think about the current presidents for life that are full of power and corruption.
你也知道现在有些的国家的总统他们的领袖把自己称为世袭制。
Think of Vladimir Putin, for instance.
我们想到俄罗斯的这个总统。
The news is filled with power-craving Vladimir Putin.
在现在的新闻媒介中讲到普丁总统的很多的这样的能力和很多的这样的诱惑。
Think of Xi Jinping.
也有我们在中国的这个主席。
Probably one of the most powerful men in the world.
可能是现今世界的一个能力的中心。
who has as his aim to control the whole world.
可能有能力来掌管整个全球的情形。
Now, brothers and sisters, to understand the corruption of the wrong power and to understand the safeguard of the right power, you have to go to the beginning of the Bible.
我们要了解这个堕落的使堕落产生的能力的源头和那个正确的这个源头的这样的管理，我们要回到圣经的开始。
Let's read some verses that you know very well.
我们来读一些弟兄姊妹很熟悉的经文。
This is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 27.
创世纪的一章的二十六、二十七节。
These are phenomenal verses.
这是非常了不起的经文。
God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the heavens and over the cattle and over the whole earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth.
神说我们要照着我们的形象按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
And verse 27 reads this way.
二十七节这样说。
And God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
When you read these verses, you have to be impressed with two things.
当你读这些话的时候，你里面应该有两个印象。
Privilege, number one.
一个是特权。
And power, number two.
另一个是能力。
This is the story of Genesis.
这是在创世纪中的故事。
Man has this unspeakable privilege of being created in the image and the likeness of God himself.
人有这样一个特权，是按照神的形象和样式所造。
Can you imagine a higher privilege than that?
你能想象一个比这更大的特权吗？
This is the beginning of the revelation of the eternal purpose of God.
这是那个关乎神永远旨意的个开始的开启。
What God had in view for man was at the center of his very purpose.
就是神把人放在他旨意的中心。
He could have made you a tree.
他可以把你造成是树。
He could have made you a dog.
他可以把你造成是狗。
And I happen to like dogs.
我也很喜欢狗。
He could have made you a fish.
他也让你可以成为一个鱼。
But think of the privilege just for a moment. He made you in his own image and likeness.
想想这样的特权是何等的奇妙，他把你我造成是按照他的形象和样式。
I think this is tremendous.
这是难以置信的。
Brother Kong helped me years ago to understand this.
江世道弟兄多年前帮助我理解这一点。
He said image is his inward likeness.
他说到其中讲到的形象是在里面像神。
And likeness is his outward likeness.
那个样式是讲到在外面也像神。
Man had this ultimate privilege that no other creature in creation had. He was created in the image and likeness of God.
人是按照神的形象和样式所造的，是所有其他受造之物所没有的特权。
How wonderful that is.
这是何等奇妙的事。
Just think about the angels.
想想那些天使们。
You know, I think we think the angels are a privileged class.
我们也常常想到天使是一个有特权的阶层。
You might even one day wonder, why didn't you make me an angel?
也可能你会有一天问神，为什么不把我造成是天使。
Surely they are greatly privileged.
天使实在是有他的特权。
They fly around and they go wherever they want and they're in the presence of God.
他们可以到处飞，可以在神的同在当中。
And when they see God, they cover their face and they cover their feet and they cover themselves and they worship the God that is almighty.
当他们看到神的时候，他会用两个翅膀来遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀遮是身子，然后他们就来敬拜神。
What a privilege they seem to have.
天使有这样的特权是何等好。
Matter of fact, Hebrews 2 verse 7 tells us something about man and the angels.
在希伯来书第二章第七节也讲到人与天使的地位。
Of course, it's speaking about the Lord Jesus.
其中也是预指着我，预表着我们的主耶稣。
And it said he was made a little lower than the angel.
你叫他比天使微小一点。
It's quoting from Psalm 8, verses 4 through 6.
是讲到诗篇的八篇第四到六节。
We as men and women are made a little lower than the angels.
我们这些作为男人女人都是比天使微小一点的受造。
But yet you have a privilege that far exceeds anything the angels could ever imagine.
但是我们有这样的特权，是这些天使都不能想象和达到的地位。
You're made in the image and likeness of God.
是按照神的形象和样式所造。
As a matter of fact, it said in Hebrews 1 verse 14 that they are ministering spirits.
在希伯来书第一章第十四节讲到天使的时候，说他是服役的灵。
They've been relegated to ministering spirits.
他是那些为着救恩效力的那些服役的灵。
And you have been raised to this highest purpose in the heart of God.
我们这些人是把我神把我们放在神旨意的中心的高处。
Unimaginable privilege.
没有办法想象的这样的特权。
Hebrews 2 verse 16 explains it so clearly.
希伯来书二章十六节讲得更清楚。
For he does not indeed take hold of the angels by the hand, but he takes hold of the seed of Abraham.
他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Well, the second thing you see in this creation beginning is great power.
第二件事情我们在创造中所发现的就是那个能力，大的能力。
Can you imagine the power God gave man?
你能想象神给人有多大的能力？
It said it gave him power over the whole earth.
他这里讲到神给人那个掌握管理全地的能力。
It gave him power over every other created being.
他给人这样的一个能力统治所有其他受造之物。
Power over the fishes of the sea.
海里的鱼。
Power over the cattle of the earth.
管理空中的鸟。
Dominion over everything that creepeth upon the face of the earth.
地上的牲畜和地上爬的一切的昆虫，神都让我们人来管理。
Five times he makes it known to man when he created him, you will have great power.
五次他讲到人要有这样的管理的能力。
I think this is the greatest experiment of all time.
我相信这是神做的一个极大的一个试验。
I can imagine God retaining all of his power.
我们可以想象神可以不给人能力。
But I can hardly imagine God giving us this privilege of creating us in his image and in his likeness and giving us power over the whole of this creation.
我很难想象神把我们造成他的，按照他的形象样式造，然后把能力赐给我们来管理一切。
This is an unspeakable privilege and an unspeakable honor.
就是无可言传的这样的一个的特权和一个荣啊、一个尊荣。
The term the Great Experiment actually comes from the founding of the United States.
我们讲到这个大的试验的时候是引用到美国总统的话语。
It was said of our first president, George Washington, this.
是乔治华盛顿在他当总统的时候说的话。
The establishment of our new government seemed to be the last grand experience for promoting human happiness.
他说到一个新的政府的确立好像是对于人类的幸福的一个最后的一个大的试验。
It's a pretty profound thing to say, I would suggest.
这是一个很深的话。
Thank God. It's not the greatest experiment.
但是感谢神，这不是最大的试验。
Thank God it pales in comparison to God's great purpose.
感谢主，这个比起神的永远的目的和旨意是小的。
In that greatest experiment, God had an eternal plan, and that eternal plan includes you and me.
在神永远的旨意中，他做的试验把你我都放在其中。
And that eternal plan includes great power.
这个永远的计划里面就包含着那个永远的能力。
And the secret is that we must have that great power from the source of power itself.
这个秘诀就是我们必须连于那个提供永远能力那个正确的源头。
If it came from any other source, it would corrupt and lead to sin and to death.
若是我们的源头错了，就会使得我们进入死亡和毁灭。
I think there's a great battle over this great experiment of God.
我相信神的这个极大的试验要经历许多的征战。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道的？
We know that because Satan himself was in that garden.
我们知道这一点，因为撒旦就在那个伊甸园中。
We know that because Satan himself was trying to corrupt those ones created in the image and likeness of God and make them draw from the source of another power.
我们知道这一点，因为撒旦就在这个伊甸园中，对于照着神形象样式所造的人，要败坏这些人，离开神那个永那个正确的源头。
In this garden, this paradise, Eden is called paradise. He wanted to keep man from taking of the source of divine power.
在那个伊甸成为乐园的地方，撒旦就要使得亚当夏娃离开这个正确的神这个源头。
The creation story is really not that complicated.
创世的故事并不复杂。
There are two trees.
两棵树。
They represent two different sources of power.
两棵树代表着两个不同的源头。
There are two choices.
两个不同的选择。
This great purpose of God relies upon this created one in his image and likeness to make the right choice.
这个神永远的旨意就关乎按照神的形象所造样式所造的人要选择正确的。
Read chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
我们读创世纪的二章八到九节。
And Jehovah Elohim planted the garden in Eden eastward, and there put man whom he had formed.And out of the ground Jehovah Elohim made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
八到九节，耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目。其上的果子好做食物，园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
He made all the trees.
他造了所有的树木。
He put man that he created in his image and likeness in this garden full of trees.
他这个园子预备给按照他形象和样式造的人所有的树。
That were good to the sight and good for food.
不仅悦人的眼目也可以做食物。
But he had two trees in mind.
但是他有两棵树。
Those two trees were put in the very center of the garden, it says.
这个两棵树是在园子的当中设立。
That's because they were the battle in this great experiment over the center of power.
这个就是讲到在这个能力的源头的两个的选择。
In this cradle of civilization, the great experiment began.
在整个人类的历史的发源，这样的一个试验开始。
Look at Genesis 2, verses 15 to 17.
我们读到创世纪二章十五到十七节的时候。
And Jehovah Elohim took man and put him into the garden of Eden to till it and to guard it.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
And Jehovah Elohim commanded man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou shalt freely eat.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest of it thou shalt certainly die. I think we often complain about God and murmur and say, Why have you put such great restrictions upon us?
我们常常抱怨神说，神为什么对我有这么多的限制？
But if you think about it, that's a lie.
但是你要想想的话，这是个谎言。
He gave us all the trees of the garden.
他把园中的所有的树都赐给了我们。
He gave in the center of that garden that tree which was the ultimate source of life and power, the tree of life.
但是在园当中，他有一棵树是生命树，就是讲到那个生命正确的源头。
And then he put that other tree in the center of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在旁边也设立了一个叫做分别善恶的树。
There was only one restriction put on man.
神给了我们只有一个的限制。
Sometimes we think, like that one that buried his talent, God is a hard man, demanding too much, requiring too much.
我们有时候会像那个埋着财宝的那个人，会抱怨神说，神对我们是太严厉了。
But we discover in his great assurance that he is for us.
但是我们发现在他的确据中神是帮助我们的。
He gives us everything.
他把所有的都赐给我们。
And there's only one prohibition.
但是只有一个的限制。
Now think about these two trees. What do you think they represent?
我们想到这两棵树的时候，我们想到它代表什么呢？
The tree of life represents God's unparalleled power that will be made available to us.
生命树就代表着神那个无与伦比的能力要赐给我们的。
It's God himself who is the ultimate power of life.
因为神就是我们那个最终的那个能力的来源。
It is a life of dependence upon this source of life.
是一个生命，是依赖于这个生命源头的生命。
I'll never forget one of the first messages I gave as a young believer was this message on delivered to dependence.
我曾经讲到一个讲道的信息，是讲到我们要离开这个，要进入这个这样的一个依赖的生命。
That solves the whole question about free will and sovereignty.
是和我们的自由的选择和神的定义有关系。
We have not been delivered to independence.
我们不是从这个独立来 被解救。
It's not independence from God so that we can do what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, living our own life for ourselves.
不是我们的问题不是我们要脱离神，我们的问题是我们脱离了神，自行自己所看为好的事情。
The secret of this great experiment is that we are delivered to dependence.
这个的秘诀就是讲到我们要被解救，要成为那个依赖生命的例子。
And then we think of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们想到这个分别善恶树的时候。
It's man who is the source of power.
是讲到人要成为这一个能力的源头。
It's a life of independence from God himself.
却是那个要独立于神的那样的生命。
We know the story.
我们知道这个故事。
We know what happened.
我们知道什么发生了。
In the cradle of civilization, at that great experiment's inception, man made the fatal and the wrong choice.
在人类文明的起源，人在伊甸园就犯了这样一个重大的错误。
Brothers and sisters,I tell people this all the time. Life has only two choices.
弟兄姊妹，我常常给大家说，在我们的生命中只有两个选择。
You may say, brother, I disagree with you.
你会说，弟兄，我不同意你的说法。
But in the final analysis,
那最终的分析当中，
there are only two choices.
只有两个选择。
One choice is you can be conformed to the image of this world.
第一个选择就是我们要与这个世界的潮流能够同流合污。
Or you can be renewed in your mind and conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
另一个选择就是你要心意更新而变化，要磨成神儿子的形象。
And transformed into his very full image.
能够变化，改变变化，成为他那丰满的形象。
Do you understand this?
你懂得这一点吗？
This is what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8.
这是使徒保罗在罗马书第八章所讲的。
What will be your choice?
你的选择是什么？
Your destiny hangs in the balance.
你的归宿就在乎你这样的一个选择。
You can choose the tree of life, which is the Lord himself.
你可以选择生命树，就是主耶稣自己。
Which is the assurance of unparalleled power.
你就得到了那一个无与伦比能力的确据。
Or you can choose your own way.
或许你也可以选择你自己的道路。
Well, we see what man did when we read this story of creation.
我们在读创世纪的时候，我们就看到人的选择。
And God came to Adam.
神也来到亚当的面前。
And he said to him, "What have you done?"
神就对亚当说，你做了什么？
Did you eat the tree that I commanded you not to eat?
你有没有吃那个我禁止你不可吃的那个树的果子？
What an awful day that was for mankind.
对于人类来说，那是一个何等不好的日子。
This is what happened.
这是发生的事情。
Genesis 3:11, Hast thou eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee not to eat?
创世纪三章十一节，耶和华说，莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？
And we know the result.
我们知道这个结果是什么。
In Genesis 3:24, it says, And he drove man out of the garden, and he set cherubim and the flame of a flashing sword toward the east of the garden to guard the way.Of the tree of life.
创世纪三章二十四节，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑， 把守生命树的道路。
Brothers and sisters, what a day that was.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个何等黑暗的日子。
Surely that day it was fulfilled. On the day that you eat it, you will certainly die.
这就是那个说神说，那你吃的日子，你必定死的那个结果。
You may believe you are filled with life.
你可能你觉得非常鲜活。
But if you have not taken of that tree of life, which is God Himself, the source, you are filled with death.
但是你要没有吃到这个生命树所代表的这个神永无穷能力的这个源头，你仍然是在神看来是死人一样。
It's only a matter of time before death overtakes you.
只是一个时间问题，死亡会来到你的里面。
But if you've eaten of that greater source, that tree of life, the Lord said you shall never die.
当我们真正吃到生命树所代表那个大的源头的时候，我们就永远不死。
I'm thankful that wasn't the only garden in the Bible.
我们感谢神，这不只是不只圣经中不只是一个园子。
What a disaster the garden of paradise was.
在伊甸园乐园中发生了一个毁灭性的事情。
But I think of the Garden of Gethsemane.
但是我想到科西玛尼园。
What a glory that Garden of Suffering was.
那个园子是代表着何等大的这样的一个受苦的荣耀。
There, God found his man.
在那里神发现了这一个能他可以用的人。
There was the one that was truly in the image and likeness of God.
那里有一个人是真正代表神的形象和样式。
There he found the one that could never fail.
在那里神发现了一位是绝不会失败的。
There he found the one who would restore his purpose to the full.
那里神发现了一位他可以恢复他的旨意，恢复他一切的工作。
Listen to what Hebrews 4:15 says about the Lord Jesus.
我们读到希伯来书四章十五节的时候。
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all parts tempted as we, yet without sin.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Do you begin to get the picture of the great experiment?
你有没有看到这个大的试验的更好的画面？
Two trees.
两棵树。
Two gardens.
两个园子。
Failure and death in the first garden.
在第一个园子发生的是失败和死亡。
Suffering and the result was life eternal coming out of the second garden.
在第二个园中是受苦，但是最终引入荣耀，是第二个园子。
You remember, Adam chose his own independent way.
你想到亚当是选择独立于神做事。
But the Lord uttered those famous words in the garden.
但是我们的主在科西玛尼园说出这样的话语。
In Luke 22:42, it says this.
在路加福音二十二章四十二节这样讲。
Father, if thou wilt remove this cup from me.
父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。
But thank God he didn't stop there.
但是感谢神，他没有停在那里。
He said, "Nevertheless."
然而。
Not my will, but yours be done.
不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
So great was this suffering in the garden when the sin of the whole world, your sin, and my sin, and Adam's sin, all came crushing.Upon the Lord Jesus.
那是何等大的受苦，因为你我，甚至包括亚当身上的罪，都压在我们主的身上。
So great was this conflict against the great experiment.
这是一个何等大的对于神所设立的这个试验的一个大的征战。
It says in verses 43 and 44 this.
在第二诗二章四十三四十四节这样讲。
And an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him.
有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
Can you imagine such a scene?
你能够想象这样的一个情景吗？
Here was he that was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death.
这里有一位，他是比天使受造更小一点，但是他却担当了所有罪的刑罚在他身上。
And yet that angel appeared to him, strengthening him in that moment.
在那个时候，天使就来服侍他，加添他的力量。
So great was that conflict that goes on to stay, and being in conflict, he prayed more intently.
那个征战是何等的大，在四十四节，耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切。
Unspeakable suffering.
那个没有办法言传的那样的受苦。
The crushing weight of the sin of all time fell upon him.
所有人类的罪在那个时候都加在了我们的主的身上。
And it says, and his sweat became as great drops of blood falling upon the earth.
圣经的话说，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
How unbelievable that is.
这是难以置信的。
What assurance that should give you and me.
但是这又是给我们何等大的确据。
That although there was failure in that first garden, there is hope and assurance in that second garden.
在第一次这个第一个园中的失败，在第二个园中却给我们何等的盼望和确据。
I think of that thought at the end of that story in Genesis, where it says, and he set the cherubim and the flaming sword to guard the way from the tree of life.
刚才我们读到的神只派他的基鲁伯和发火焰的剑来把守生命树的道路。
I think what happened in this second garden is that flaming sword was raised to be plunged into the very heart of our Savior.
但在第二个园子当中，这一个发火焰的剑就刺入到我们主耶稣的心脏。
Here was the very tree of life itself. Here was the source of life itself.
它代表着那个生命树，它也是那个生命的源头。
And yet in God's wrath, that flaming sword was raised and plunged into the heart of the Savior.
但是在神的对于罪的愤怒当中，这把发火焰的剑就刺入我们主耶稣的心。
And believe it or not, that tree of life was hung upon a tree of wood and died there.
你相信吗？这个生命树却被挂在了那个木头上，成为咒诅。
And the Bible says in Galatians, and from its reference in Deuteronomy, cursed is he that hung upon the tree.
加拉太书引用《申命记》中讲，凡挂在木头上的就是咒诅。
I always think of Ann Ross Cousins' hymn.
我常常想到一个姊妹，安姊妹她写的诗歌。
Those of you that know me know it's my favorite hymn.
你们了解我的知道这是我最喜欢的诗歌。
I think hardly anything's been written this powerful in the great history of hymnery.
在诗歌当的历史当中，这首诗是非常的好。
Verse 5 says, the name of the hymn is, O Christ, what burdens bowed thy head.
这首诗歌的这个题目就是，主，什么使你头垂。
Listen to verse 5 from that hymn.
我们的第五段这样讲。
Think of the flaming sword.
我们就想到那个发火焰的剑。
Jehovah bade his sword to wake. O Christ, it woke against thee.
耶和华神刀剑醒来，哦，基督竟然担当。
Thy blood, the flaming blade must slake. Thy heart, its sheath must be.
你血满足燃烧的刀刃，你心被刀剑刺透。
Listen to the end of it.
我们看最后的两节。
All for my sake, my peace to make, now sleeps that sword for me.
为我缘故，做我平安，刀剑为我止息。
And now, because of this, that tree of life, that source of unparalleled power, is open wide to us.
因为主所做的那个生命的树，那个借着生命树那无与伦比的能力，就成为我们可以得到的。
When Christ was raised from the dead, that invitation that was prohibited all throughthe Old Testament is now made available that we can once again take of the tree of life.
当基督从死里复活的时候，在旧约中的一切的应许，在神的里面就给了我们这无与伦比能力的供应。
This is what is illustrated in the Genesis story.
这是在创世纪中用图画的方式给我们表明的。
The second thing that's on my heart is this thought of the sight of unparalleled power.
第二点我想给弟兄姊妹交通的就是那个无与伦比能力的彰显。
God would no longer take a chance like he did in Genesis.
神就不像在旧约中行事的方式。
There was one that he wanted to demonstrate clearly.The source of unparalleled power.
他要用到一位来展现这个无与伦比能力的表现。
What is illustrated in the Old Testament is demonstrated in the New Testament in a man.
在旧约中的图画是借着新约的一个人完全的彰显出来。
The whole explanation of the Gospels is there came one who made the right choice and one who demonstrated how to live by that life source.
在新约的所有的福音的中心就是说明有一位他做了正确的选择，他把那个正确的生命的源头给了我们。
I think of that old worldly song,Paul Anka's song, I Did It My Way.
有一个人叫 Paul Anka, 他写了 一个非常有名的一个歌叫我行我路。
That was the choice Adam made.
这是亚当所做的选择。
I Did It My Way.
我行我路。
But that's not the choice the Lord Jesus made.
这不是我们的主耶稣所做的选择。
He said, I will do it your way.
他说我要做父神的道路，走父神的道路。
All the difference are in these two trees and these two gardens.
所有的不同是在这两个园子当中和两个树表现出来的。
Think of what was demonstrated in the Lord's life.
想到我们的主在他的生命中所表现彰显出来的。
First of all, he laid down everything that was associated with deity.
他把所有的神性中所有的特权或权利摆下。
Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2.
我们一起打开腓立比书第二章。
You know these verses.
大家都熟悉这样的经文。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of repine to be on equality with God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
but emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And having been found in the figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross.
只有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
What a wonder these verses are.
这些话是何等的宝贵。
Not only are there two trees, and not only are there two gardens,
不仅有着两棵树，两个园子，
but in God's sight, there are only two men.
但是在神的眼中只有两个人。
There's only Adam, and there's only Christ.
只有亚当和基督。
And if you read Paul's explanation, and we won't read it, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 45 to 47, you will understand that.
当你读到哥林多前书15章45到47的时候，你就明白了。
It talks about the first man, which is Adam.
是讲到头一个人，就是亚当。
It talks about the second man, which is Christ.
他又讲到第二个人，就是基督。
It talks about the first Adam, which is Adam.
首先的亚当就是亚当。
And it talks about the last Adam.
他也讲到末后的亚当。
Which is Christ.
就是基督。
The first man, Adam, failed in disobedience.
这第一个人亚当，他在顺服神上就失败了。
He chose the independent way, not to live by the true life source.
他选择的是脱离神，独立于神，不选择生命的源头。
The second man, Christ, overcame in obedience.
第二个人，基督，就通过他的顺服而得胜。
And not only that, he refused to draw from the power of his own life, and he drew from the power in the Father, that ultimate life source.
他不靠着他为作为子神的能力，而是去来支取父神的能力。
The first Adam failed in his choice.
第一个首先的亚当在他的选择上失败。
The last Adam made the right choice.
幕后的亚当做了正确的选择。
He demonstrated the source of unparalleled power.
他就彰显了那个无与伦比能力的确据。
Turn to John chapter 5, verse 19.
我们再翻到约翰福音第五章第十九节。
I hope you don't think I'm taking liberty with the word of God.
我希望大家不会觉得我对圣经的解释有点凭着自己的意思。
After the healing of the man in the pool of Bethesda, he said this, Bethesda.
当他医治病人以后，在圣经中这样继续讲。
Jesus answered and said to them, Verily, verily I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself.Save whatever he sees the Father doing. For whatever things he does, these things also the Son does in like manner.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
This is an extraordinary statement coming from the Son of God.
这是出乎一寻常的一句话，是从子神所发出来的。
I can do nothing of myself.
我不能靠着自己做什么。
Surely it's not true.
这实在是好像不是真的。
But we would never believe. God forbid that the Lord would lie.
当然我们不会说我们的主是说谎的。
Hebrews says God cannot lie.
希伯来书说神永不会说谎。
But there had to be a man that made the right choice. There had to be a man that wouldn't live by his power.
但是必须有一个人，他是必须要做正确的选择，不是按照他的能力来生活。
There had to be a man that would live by that unparalleled power of God himself.
必须有一个人是借着这个无与伦比的能力来生活。
This is what is demonstrated in the New Testament.
这就是在新约中所给我们彰显出来的。
God had to find such a man, or that great experiment was finished.
神必须在这他的这个极大的试验中找到这样的人，否则会失败。
I can do nothing of myself.
只凭着自己不能做什么。
But look at Colossians 1 verse 19.
我们再翻到哥罗西书一章的十九节。
For in him all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Look at Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
哥罗西书二章九节也说，
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Yet he refused to draw from that source within himself.
但是他拒绝从他自己得这个能力来做事。
And he chose to withdraw from that life of the Father, that infinite tree of life.
他来选择来支取父神所代表的那个永远能力的源头，来支取一切的需要。
Hebrews 1 chapter 3 says, He who being in the effulgence, who being the effulgence of his glory and the very expression of his substance.
希伯来书一章三节说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Surely he could do something of himself.
他当然可以靠着自己来做事。
But he would not.
但是他不这样做。
Have you ever thought about this?
你有没有想到这一点？
Why did the Lord say these words?
为什么我们的主这样说话？
What was in his thought?
在他的思想中是什么样的情况？
He proved, he demonstrated, he made it known what it means to live by a different source of life.
他来证明，他来显示，他来让我们知道怎样来依靠另一个的源头来生活。
In John 5:26, he shared the great secret.
在约翰五章里面。
For even as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to also have life in himself.
In 约翰福音五章二十六节，因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。
The secret was that life.That was given to him.
他的秘诀就是那个给予他的生命。
The Father has given him to have life in himself.
天父把这个从他而来的生命赐给了他的儿子。
It's not our original life that is the source of unparalleled power, but it's that life that is given to us. That's the ultimate source.The tree of life.
我们天然的这个亚当的生命不是我们这个生这个力量的源头，我们的神给我们的神儿子的生命是我们那个无与伦比能力的源头。
He said in John 12 verse 49 this.
在约翰福音十二章四十九节这样讲。
For I have not spoken from myself.But the Father who sent me has himself given me command of what I should say and speak.
因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
Don't you think that's strange?
你是不是觉得有点奇怪？
Think of the way John the Apostle introduced the Lord to us in his gospel in chapter 1.
我们想到使徒约翰在他的福音书中，在约翰福音所讲的话。
He said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
He was the Word of God.
他是神的道。
Surely he can speak for himself.
他当然可以靠自己来讲话。
But he would not.
但他不这样做。
As a matter of fact, John the Apostle says in John chapter 1, verse 14, For the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
事实上，在约翰福音一章十四节，甚至这样讲。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
That word that was made flesh dwelt among us. Surely he could speak for himself.
那位道成了肉身，住在我们中间的他，当然可以靠自己讲话。
But he would not.
但是他选择不这样做。
He chose not.
他选择不这样做。
He chose to draw from that unparalleled power.
他就选择从那个无与伦比的能力支取一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is one of the most important things in the Word of God.
这是在神的话中最重要的。
Here is the sight of something. This is the great sight.
这里我们看到是一个极美的图画或者是一个彰显。
Here is the sight of the demonstration of God in us.
这就是神在我们里面所表现出来的一个美好的这样的场景。
It was demonstrated in the Lord himself.
是借着我们的主自己彰显出来。
It was demonstrated so God would find his man.
这样来彰显是要让神来找到他所心意上的这个人。
It was demonstrated so God could find one who would live by that most important source.
是让我们看到这个彰显的时候，是神怎样找到这一个依靠这个正确源头的人。
It was demonstrated to redeem and recover that great experiment of God.
这个彰显就是要恢复那个起初的失败的那个试验，让神的工作可以恢复。
But it was demonstrated for a very important reason.
这也是为着非常重要的原因来彰显出来。
To give us the divine assurance of God in us.
是给我们这一个非常神圣的确据，就是神在我们里面住着。
Oh, I think of the church in Antioch in Acts chapter 11, 25 and 26.
在使徒行传的第十一章二十五二十六节讲到安提阿教会。
You remember Barnabas, that brother, that son of consolation, that son of encouragement, went to find Saul and bring him back to Antioch.
那里讲到这个。劝慰子，巴拿巴就回去找到保罗这个人。
And it says they stayed in Antioch.
他们就在安提阿来住了一段时间。
And it says the most extraordinary thing about Antioch.
那里就讲到安提阿的时候是非常稀奇的事情。
And it says, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
他说到门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
It wasn't the name they gave themselves.
不是他们自己起的名字。
It was the name the world gave them.
这个名字是世界给这些人起的名字。
The world looked at them and they said, look at this people, they're so different.
这个世界的人看这些门徒的时候就说这些人如此的不同。
Look at these people. They live by another source.
看到这些人，他活的是活出一个另一个源头的光景。
When we see these people, we don't see them, but we see Christ in them.
当我们看这些人的时候，我们看不到他们自己，我们看到是基督在他们里面住着。
What a marvelous story.
是何等奇妙的故事。
Let me ask you, when the world looks at you and the world looks looks at me, what do they see?
我们来问我们自己，当世界看到你，看到我的时候，他们看到什么？
Do they see in us the tree of life?
但看到的是那个生命树所代表的吗？
Do they see in us the source of unparalleled power?
能看到那个无与伦比的能力的那个源头吗？
This is what the church is.
这就是教会所应该是的。
This is the testimony of the church on the earth.
这是神设立在教会在地上要在他的里面的见证。
I believe that's what God is looking for.
我相信这是神在寻找的。
I think of that wonderful story in John 4 of the woman at the well.
我想到在约翰福音讲到的那个在井边的妇女。
Here's a woman that had all kinds of problems and sordid history.
这个妇人在她的生命中有何等大的一些的问题。
Here's a Samaritan woman excluded from Israel.
是这个撒玛利亚的妇人是和以色列没有关系的。
You know, the Jews didn't look at the Samaritans as real Jews.
我们知道这个犹太人看撒玛利亚人不觉得是犹太人。
And here this woman came every day with her little water pot to that well.
这个妇女就每一天带着她的工具就到了这个井边打水。
She's hoping just to find enough source.Of water and life to get her through that terrible day.
他说要找到的就是要给他一些的水，水源能够应付当天的需要。
Every day, the monotony, she would come and with that little water pot dip it into Jacob's well and pull up from Jacob's well, and that water pot would be her source for her day.
他就拿着他的器具从这个雅各井里舀出一些水来，然后成为他这一天的来源。
But here the Lord Jesus spoke to that Samaritan woman.
但是这里我们的主就向着撒玛利亚妇人讲话。
I think the disciples were surprised when they came back that the Lord Jesus spoke to that Samaritan woman.
我们知道这些门徒看到主和撒玛利亚妇人谈话就非常吃惊。
Look at John 4, verse 13 to 15.
我们看约翰福音四章的十三到十五节。
First of all, in verse 12, she asked the Lord, go all the way back to verse 11, if you don't mind.
我们回到这个四章十一节开始。
The woman says to him, Sir,Thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou this living water?
妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank of it himself, and his sons and his cattle?
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But whosoever drinks of the water which I shall give him shall never thirst forever. But that water which I shall give him shall become in him a fountain of water springing up to eternal life.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
The woman says to him, Sir, give me this water that I may notThirst, nor come here to draw.
妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
What is this story about?
这个故事是讲到什么呢？
He was offering to that Samaritan woman a new source of life.
主就把那个新的生命的源头要给这个撒玛利亚妇人。
It would be a source that would be springing up within her to eternal life.
这个源头要在它里面成为永滋养到永生的源头。
It would be not just a bucket of water, it would be a fountain of water.
不是一桶水，而是那个活水的源头泉源。
It would be so much, he would never need to return to Jacob's well again.
这是个如此的丰富，他不再需要回到雅各井再打水。
He was offering to her the source of unparalleled power.
神要赐给这个撒玛利亚妇人这个无与伦比的能力的源头。
And I think the end of this story is priceless.
我相信这个故事的终结是无价的。
John said in John 4:28 this.
约翰在四章二十八节这样讲。
The woman left her water pot.
那妇人就留下水罐子。
How tremendous that is.
这很了不起的。
Here is this woman, that's all she knew. It was her source of life.
她所知道的，她原来知道的这个源头就是这个水罐子。
But when she drank of that well that would never run dry, it became an endless spring of life.
但是她从耶稣得到的这个滋养到永生的泉源是不会穷竭的。
This is the assurance of unparalleled power.
这就是那个确据，使我们知道这个无与伦比能力的源头。
This is what was illustrated in Genesis.
这在创世纪中给我们一个图画的表现。
This is what is demonstrated in the Gospels.
在福音书中给我们一个明确的彰显。
This is to be our source of life.
这应该成为我们生命的泉源。
Now let me share just one more point.
我们再最后讲一点。
The secret of unparalleled power.
就是那个无与伦比能力的秘诀。
The Bible makes very clear all that we need is found in Christ Jesus.
圣经何等明确地告诉我们，我们一切的源头都是基督耶稣。
All the life we need.
所有的生命我们需要的。
All the power we need.
我们所需要的一切的能力。
All the strength that we need.
一切的力量。
Every resource is in the Lord Jesus.
我们所有的资源都在基督的里面。
That's what the tree of life means.
这是那个生命树所代表的。
And when I think about this, I begin to think about the secret of unparalleled power.
当我想到这个时候，我就想到这个无与伦比能力的这个奥秘。
Not only did God illustrate the source of life in the Old Testament,
主神不仅在旧约中给我们一个图画的方式来表述这样的一个无与伦比的源头。
Not only did he demonstrate it in the Lord himself in the New Testament,
不仅在，而且在新约中借着我们的主把这个事情彰显出来。
And in the church as we read in Acts,
在使徒行传中我们读到教会的时候。
But in the epistles, he manifests the very secret of that power.
在书信中也给我们看到这个无与伦比能力的奥秘和诀窍。
Well, I think, by the way, he even does it in the Gospels.
当然他在福音书中也讲到这个诀窍。
I think of those wonderful words that John only preserved by the Holy Spirit in John chapters 13 to 17.
圣灵借着约翰的福音13到17章把这个秘诀给了我们。
Do you know what those words are really about?
你知道这些话是讲到什么吗？
Those words are about divine assurance.
这些话是讲到神圣的确据。
The Lord was about to go to the cross.
我们的主就要上十字架。
And die.
要死在十字架上。
And yet in these personal moments recorded by the Holy Spirit, he shared the deepest assurances with his disciples.
但是在圣灵的开启下，我们的主 他的亲密和门徒的关系，借着约翰的福音把它表述出来。
Look what he shared in John 14, verse 16 and verse 17.
我们来看到约翰福音的十四章的十六、十七节。
And I will beg the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。
Thank God that wasn't the end of his assurance.
我们感谢主，这不是那个确据的终结。
He went on to say in that verse this most remarkable assurance.
他在十七节后半部分继续说。
Speaking of the Holy Spirit, he said, For he abides with you and shall be in you.
讲到圣灵的时候，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
God the Holy Spirit abiding in us, that source of unparalleled power.
圣灵要住在我们的里面，就是成为我们那个无与伦比的能力的源头。
And then he even gave greater assurance.
他甚至给我们更大的确据。
In chapter 14, verse 20, he said this.
在十四章的二十节，他又这样讲。
Speaking of that day when the Holy Spirit would come.
讲到圣灵来的那一日。
In that day, ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me.And then he said something incredible, and I in you.
他说到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，然后难以置信的，我们的主说，我也在你们里面。
This is the assurance of God in us.
这就是那个神在我们里面的确据。
This is the very thing the Lord Jesus wanted his disciples to know before he went to the cross and returned to the Father.
这是我们的主要上十字架之前去归回父神之前向他的门徒所告诫的。
This is the secret source. I will be in you.
这是我们主在我们里面的一个秘诀。
And he went on to say more with this assurance.
他甚至讲到更多的这个确据。
In John 14:23, speaking of him and the Father and the Spirit.
在约翰福音十四章二十三节又讲到父和圣灵。
And we will come to him and make our abode in him.
讲到我们要到他那里去与他同住。
Brothers and sisters, this is the great secret.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个极大的奥秘。
This is the secret of the tree of life.
这是那个生命树的秘诀。
This is the secret of the unparalleled power.
这是那个无与伦比能力的秘诀。
Brother Sparks called this something wonderful.
我们施柏克弟兄讲到这个非常美好的事情。
He was speaking about the two phrases in Christ and Christ in me.
他讲到在基督里和基督在我里面的时候。
And he called it the all-inclusive in.
他讲到这两个词的时候，他说的包罗一切的在。
God in us, the great secret.
神在我们里面是一个极大的奥秘。
He said there is no phrase or formula with greater frequency in the New Testament than this, in Christ.
在新约中没有一个词比这个词出现的更频繁，就是在基督里。
He said it occurred over 200 times in different forms in the New Testament.
在新约中用不同的方式出现这个词的时候有200多次。
In the whole range of Christian dogma, there is nothing more expensive.
在基督教的道义中，没有任何这样的一个词汇这样的普遍的在神的话中。
And yet, nothing less understood or appreciated.
但是却是我们最少明白、最少欣赏的一点。
I think you must agree with me that there's nothing more expensive than this.
我相信你会同意我，这个的事情是何等的在神的话语中的
广泛的存在。
You must
agree with Austin Sparks.
你应该和斯百克弟兄相有同样的意见。
He didn't spare any expense.
他没有把任何的资源留给我们，不给我们。
Think about it. He gave his only begotten son that you could once again take and eat of this tree of life.
因为他把他独生的爱子赐给我们，让我们能够得到这个用这个生命树上的果子。
And it would be your source of life.
成为我们生命的源头。
He kept giving them assurance before he left.
他在他离世之前给了他们多么多的这样的一个应许。
In John 15 verse 4 he said, Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in me, thus neither can you unless you abide in me.
主在约翰福音十五章四节继续说，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
Here's the great secret explained.
这是那个极大的奥秘的解释。
God in us.
神在我们里面。
The ultimate assurance before the Lord left.
在主复活升天之前，他所给我们的这个秘诀。
And he gave more assurance.
他给我们更多的确据。
In his high priestly prayer in John 17:21, he said this.
在他大祭司的祷告，在约翰福音十七章二十一节中，他又讲。
That they all may be one, as thou, Father, are in me.And I in thee, that they may be one in us, that the world might believe thou hast sent me.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Can you imagine more assurance than that?
你能想象比这更大的确据吗？
Can you imagine?Deeper assurance than that.
你能想象比这更深的确据吗？
Have you ever thought about those chapters 13 to 17 that this is what the Lord was doing? He was giving to his disciples the deepest assurance.
你想到在约翰的13到17章这些章节中，是神主他自己要给他的门徒这样深的确据。
But nowhere is this more clear in all of the Bible than that great secret that the Apostle Paul shared to the Colossian church.
使徒保罗在哥罗西书中把这个秘密讲得更加的明白。
This is chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
这是哥罗西书一章二十六、二十七节。
Nowhere is it more clear.
没有地方比这讲得更明确。
To me, these are phenomenal verses.
对我来说，这些话是何等了不起。
Listen to the emphasis the Apostle Paul put upon these verses.
我们看这个使徒保罗借着这话要强调的。
The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has made manifest, has been made manifest to the saints.To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你们心里荣耀的盼望。
The secret hidden from the ages and generations.
这个历史历代隐藏的奥秘。
But thank God the assurance doesn't stop there.
感谢主，这个确据还不止停在这里。
But has now been made manifest to his saints.
他讲到，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在你们心里有荣耀的盼望。
What powerful assurance.
这是何等有能力的确据。
Bishop Hanley Moore called this the holy secret.
主教 Hanley Moore 这个弟兄他说这是个圣洁的秘密。
And he put that in all capital letters.
他把这个秘密用大写的字母来表述。
This is the holy secret.
这是那个圣洁的奥秘。
He said, and what is the secret?
他说这是奥秘是什么呢？
It is not it.But he,
这个秘密不是一个他，是一个事物。
It is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
是一位，就是基督在你的里面是荣耀的盼望。
It is the Son of the Father's coming love.
是这个父神所爱的这个儿子。
Revealed as the dweller in your being.
是把他自己彰显成为你的人中心的居住者。
There cannot be, there never will be, there was never supposed to be any higher assurance than that assurance.
这不可能也不能够有比这个更高的确据我们可以得到。
This is the assurance of God in us.
这就是神给我们的，神在我们里面的确据。
Do you understand what God has done?
你能够明白神所做成的工作吗？
The Apostle Paul made it very clear in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
使徒保罗非常清楚地在哥林多后书四章七节中讲到。
He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
And listen to the assurance he gave.
我们听下面所说的这个确据。
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not from us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
This is the great secret manifested.
就是那个所隐藏的极大的奥秘的彰显。
This is the assurance of his unparalleled power.
它是他无比但无与伦比的能力的一个确据。
This is the divine assurance God in us.
这是神圣的确据，神住在我们的里面。
This is the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart.
这是神在我的心中放的极重的负担。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
The assurance of his unfailing presence.
他永不失败的同在的确据。
God with us.
神帮助我们。
God for us, amen.
神帮助我们。
The assurance of his unlimited provision.
他无限量的供应的确据。
And the highest assurance of all. God in us, the assurance of his unparalleled power.
最高的确据是神在我们里面，是他无与伦比能力的确据。
May God really open our eyes that we may see and experience this great secret.
愿神打开我们的眼睛，能够看到这个神圣的确据，并且经历这个神圣的确据。
It wasn't just to be illustrated in the beginning of the Bible.
不光是在圣经的开始给我们来描述。
It wasn't just to be demonstrated through the life of our Lord Jesus.
也不仅是我们的主要借新约中向我们显明这样的确据。
It was to be manifested in the people of God to know this source of unparalleled power.
更是要借着神的儿女能够找到这个生命正确的源头，成为他的见证，来见证这个神圣的确据。
God in us.
神在我们里面。
Oh, I think of that. When I think of divine assurance, I think of that wonderful hymn we sang yesterday.
我想到这个神圣确据的时候，我们也想到昨天我们唱的一个非常美好的诗歌。
Fanny Crosby, Blessed Assurance.
我们Fanny Crosby 姊妹所写的那个有福的确据。
You know, Fanny Crosby was the blind. She was referred to as the blind poetess.
我们知道我们的姊妹是双目失明的这样的一个诗的作者。
Think about those days, how impossible it must have been to live being blind.
我们相信在那个时代，我们要是盲人的话，生活是何等的不方便。
She may have been the greatest hymn writer in church history.
她可能是在教会历史中一个最伟大的一个诗。
They say she wrote over 8,000 songs.
她一生创造了8,000多首诗歌。
Many of those songs came because brothers and sisters would visit the blind poetess and make a recommendation to her.
有时候她的诗歌是从圣徒们来拜访她的时候产生的。
Such is true of this hymn, Blessed Assurance.
有福的确据这首诗歌也是这样产生的。
Phoebe Knapp, a friend of hers, came with just the music from this song, this amateur musician.
菲比奈普一个姊妹，她的好友来拜访她的时候
，and she played the tune for this dear sister of ours.
她就在钢琴上为菲比姊妹弹了一首曲子
，and she said, "Fanny, what does that remind you of?"
她就问菲比姊妹，我弹的曲子让你想到什么
？And immediately, without any hesitation whatsoever, she said.That reminds me of blessed assurance. Jesus is mine.
菲尼姊妹就马上回答，这首曲子让我想到有福的确据，耶稣属我。
In just a few minutes, she wrote out the three verses to those hymns and handed them to Phoebe.
只用了两三分钟时间，我们的菲尼姊妹就把这个歌词的三段歌词写下来，交给了我们的菲比姊妹。
And those words have never changed to this day.
这三段的歌词从来没有再改变过。
In this hymn, she shared the great secret.
在这首诗歌中，她分享她的极大的奥秘。
Blessed assurance.
是有福的确据。
Jesus is mine.
耶稣属我。
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
我今得先尝天堂的荣耀。
How wonderful that is.
何等奇妙。
This blind poetess knew the great secret.
这位失明的词作者知道这个秘诀。
Christ in me, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面荣耀的盼望。
God in us, that unparalleled power.
神在我们里面是我们那个无与伦比能力的源头。
We can have incredible deficiencies, but we can live by the power of that life within.
我们可能有很多的错误缺点，但是我们可以来支取这个无比能力源头来生活。
This is the story of Fanny Crosby.
这是我们 Fanny Crosby 姊妹的故事。
This is the story of the Lord Jesus.
这也是我们主耶稣的故事。
This is the story of the church.
这也是教会应有的故事。
This is to be your story.
这也应该成为你的故事。
And this is to be my story.
这应该成为我的故事。
God in us.
神在我们里面。
What high assurance that is.
这是何等高的确据。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father, we think of this marvelous, marvelous assurance that you gave us.
天父，我们想到你的确据是何等何等的宝贵。
How can we take it in that you would come and take up your permanent abode in us to be that very source and power of life?
我们怎么能够完全理解神在我们里面居住，成为我们无与伦比能力的源头？
If these weren't your words, they would be the greatest fairy tale ever.
若这不是你的话，这会成为那个最大的一个幻觉的故事。
But these are the divine assurance.
但这确实是神圣的确据。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
God for us.
神支持帮助我们。
And beyond anything imaginable, God in us.
是我们没法想象的，就是神住在我们里面，与我们同在，与我们在我们的里面。
Take these words, dear Lord.
主，你拿到这些话。
Offered in human weakness. And anoint them by your Holy Spirit that they may change us forever.
我们人的有限说出来，但是你借着圣灵把这些话成为能力的话。
Because these are God's words, not man's words.
因为这些话是神的话，你的话，不是人的话。
We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉你的名来感谢赞美你。
For this almost unexplainable, astonishing realities.
是那个关乎我们甚至无法描述的一个没有办法想象的这个事实。
That are nevertheless altogether true.
这所有的却是真实的。
We thank you, beloved Lord.
我们感谢你，我们所爱的主。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名求，
Amen.
Amen.